MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, South Africans have limited access to part of their retirement savings, as we know, through the new two-pot system. But I wonder if we're not dipping into all of this a little too fast. Early data is showing that most withdrawals in the new tax year are repeat claims, and the average withdrawal is shrinking. So are people spending now at the expense of future financial security? This is both a worrying and important issue. And in that respect, I'm joined by Natasha Hugget-Henshi from the Actuarial Society of South Africa. And let's take a closer look at what those numbers are telling us. So, Natasha, welcome to you. 75% of withdrawals so far are repeat claims. This surely is either suggesting an affordability crisis or a misunderstanding of the purpose of the system's long-term intention.
Absolutely, yes. So I think definitely there's an affordability crisis. I think people are needing money, are spending money, are needing money just for living and or paying off debt. But, you know, I think it's the debt crisis. And I think what we're seeing is potentially not so concerning about the long term. So I think, you know, the way the two-pot system is designed, the two-thirds that's preserved will give them their right pension in the long term. What we are concerned about is that they're dipping into the savings pot, which is meant to be an emergency money, and they're using it for spending in a year's time or 2 years' time or whatever, when they actually are retrenched and they have real crises, because they've dipped into that money in the meantime to fund living expenses. That's the concern, that they're not going to have money for retrenchments, for real emergencies, medical emergencies, those kind of things.
And the stark illustration of that is the amount of the average withdrawal, which is around 6,000 Rand.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, they really are just taking out the last couple of months' contributions because they could. Yeah.
So are there safeguards, if any, in place to prevent this from becoming a long-term retirement crisis?
They're not really safeguards, unfortunately. We are reliant on the industry and members to get financial education. You know, in my own company, for example, we are putting benefit counselors in front of them before they withdraw or as part of the process on our, you know, our potbot. If they withdraw, they need to kind of go through a bit of education. But it's not necessarily enough. Yeah, that is the concern, that they don't understand the long-term implications.
And the reality is, if you have a short-term financial crisis, you're not really going to absorb or pay attention to any kind of education that's offered.
No, absolutely. No, you know, I want the money now, and, you know, I will use whatever ways and means I can to get it.
And there's a very good example that you've mentioned about a person borrowing from her own pot for school fees. And I think that is probably the best indication of the parlous position that so many people find themselves in this country.
Absolutely. So that really is a lovely example and of someone who, you know, who's thought about it, who's using the two-pot system for her own benefit. You know, she's paying back herself. She's borrowing from herself at effectively a lower interest rate than she would be by actually borrowing that money and paying it back to herself. You know, next year she can take her withdrawal again and cover her next year's school fees. So that's kind of what it's designed for. But unfortunately, not everyone's using it as wisely.
What about the tax impact of these withdrawals? Are people actually understanding how much they will actually get after deduction, or is there simply ignorance as far as that particular dynamic is concerned?
There is complete ignorance. Look, I think people have obviously, you know, seen the effect, and we had a lot of people who had what we call an IT88, where they literally, their full withdrawal, first withdrawal, went in arrear taxes. But, you know, even if you haven't got that problem, you know, paying 20-25% tax on your benefit is significant. And then if you add the withdrawal fees on top of that, you know, you put your card in the ATM to withdraw 5,000, and, you know, only 4,000 is coming out. It makes a big difference.
And Natasha, explain this observation to me. You flagged another growing problem where people are resigning with too little to preserve and too much to access. What does that mean, and how big a headache, in your opinion, is this for the industry?
It is what we're talking about specifically is the retirement pot, because the way the legislation is designed, your retirement pot is not accessible to you until you reach retirement. And in the long run, that retirement pot will be a nice big lump of money and people will be able to retire. But what we're finding in the meantime is that people have left with, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months of service, and their 2/3 contributions in that retirement pot are not able to be preserved in you know, the big financial institutions. And so we're left with these little problem pots that we don't have a full solution for.
So just a final one then. Looking ahead, have you applied your mind to any changes that you might want to see in phase two of the regulations to fix the problem or to adjust or recalibrate the loopholes?
Yes. So the one problem is that there might need to be some kind of access to the retirement pots in the event of retrenchment. And you know, the unions have also kind of realized that that's something. So I think that will come down the line. But I think perhaps National Treasury is also wisely waiting until those, you know, retirement pots are a little bit bigger. So in 2-3 years' time, once we've got some reasonable money in there. The problem of the small pots is not really a solution, because the problem is as soon as you put a de minimis in, you're always caught in that problem, because everyone will just always have 1 or 2 months in there. So I think we are just going to have to deal with it and just let those pots build up in time.
I'm going to leave it there. Natasha Huggett-Henchy, thank you very much indeed from the Actuarial Society of South Africa. Appreciate the insight today. Thank you.